The End of Voting Rights. In the late 1880s, states passed new laws to keep African Americans from voting. Two things that were part of those laws were poll taxes and literacy tests. Poll taxes. Poll taxes made people pay to vote. Most African Americans did not have money to pay poll taxes, so the poll taxes stopped African Americans from voting. Grandfather clause. One voting law had a grandfather clause. The law said that if your grandfather had voted, you could vote too. So African Americans whose grandfathers had been slaves could not vote. Caption: African Americans were often stopped from voting. Literacy tests. Literacy tests asked questions about government. Many African Americans couldn't read or write and failed the tests. Government workers often gave black people the hardest questions. The workers decided whether the answers were satisfactory. White primaries. A primary is an election to decide who will run for office. Southern states passed laws saying that only white people could vote in primaries. The white people never voted for any black people, so black people could not run for office. Caption: This poll tax receipt shows that some people paid $1.75 to vote. That would be like $20 today.